This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Walkley Award-winning journalist and actually I think Adele Ferguson, I think you have a few quills too, don't you, Adele?
I do. Yeah.
You need a bigger mantelpiece. You're going to need a bigger mantelpiece. quick, we wanted to talk about, you did Fairfax and particularly yourself and the ABC Four Corners have done another investigative report. This time on the Australian Tax Office, I've called it Random Acts of Bastardry. You probably can't call it that. But I'm interested as to how did this come to your attention, and for our listeners, what is the crux of the story, Adele?
Okay, so it came about from, just talking to various people saying, you've looked at the banks, you've looked at the franchise sector, you really need to have a look at the tax office. And I was really shocked to find out the powers that the tax office has, extraordinary powers where if it deems you owe it a debt, you are guilty until proven innocent, and you have to pay up now and then fight. And they have all these powers that once you owe them the debt, they can whack you with up to 90% penalty. You get charged interest daily, and they can go to your bank account and just pull out money. So they're really extraordinary powers. And what we found was the more we dug, there's virtually no oversight. There's a watchdog called the Inspector General of Taxation that has 30 staff, and none of its powers are binding. So
really?
Even if you have a tax, absolutely. So even if you have a tax problem, you go there and you're innocent. The Inspector General of Taxation can say, "Yep, you look like you are innocent." The tax office can ignore them, which is incredible.
So
that's the problem here.
So, okay, so, people said to you, you should look at the tax office. You said you were, I suppose you're a bit surprised by that. I mean, none of us are in love with the tax office. But, they have, without tax we wouldn't have community services, amongst other things. But
that's exactly right.
But what did you...
We need them to have good powers. We need them to have strong powers. But what I found was, and so a few people said, talk to these people who had actually been in the gun from the tax office. And it was quite horrifying that, these people were 100% innocent and their lives were destroyed by the powers of the tax office, and they just couldn't cut through. And then whistleblowers came forward, and then there was this whole idea that there's this culture inside the tax office where they are pressured to collect revenue. And sometimes when it looks like the revenue targets might not be met, then they have to start cutting corners.
Adele, I saw, it's Tass here, I saw the Four Corners show, and I did see the individuals that had been victimised through this process, really. But what I don't understand is, why were they targeted? Why were they targeted, and why didn't they go after the known cheats?
Because it's too hard. The premise is that small business are easy targets because they just they don't have the money to fight back. So there's more than 250,000 adjustments made to tax assessments, and only 24,000 people dispute it, or small business and
so less than 10%.
Yeah, that's right. And Kate Carnell, who's the Small Business Ombudsman, was actually saying that most people actually roll over. They look at it and think, I'm innocent, but I can't fight this. Because as you're fighting it, the interest is going up, the penalty is going up. You've just got to try and wade your way through it.
So the Inspector General?
Yeah, so there's Inspector General of Taxation.
With 30 staff that have no power. What did they say about this? And I'm also interested what the tax office have said about your report and the allegations you've made.
Absolutely. Okay, so the Inspector General of Taxation said, in his estimation, they make about 5% mistakes in cases. which is 1 in 20, which is quite horrifying. Some people, you know, in the community who don't want to be named, you know, some high-profile lawyers will say it's 5 to 10%.
Yeah.
Because they know what's going on. So this is a problem because you have a mistake and then where's the redress? You know, they these people go and claim compensation and they get peanuts.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the annual report, for example, it says that they spend about $800,000 a year in compensation, which equates to about a median payout of $500.
Oh, gosh.
Which is extraordinary. So what did the that's what the Inspector General of Taxation said. He also said that there isn't a level playing field between individuals, small business and big business. So what happens with big businesses, if they're getting audited, they can go to an independent review before the tax office has actually said, you're guilty, and we're about to issue a debt. They can go to a separate part of the tax office, very independent, and have a whole review done of their case with totally new people, fresh set of eyes, and that is binding. In the case of small business, they tend to, what happens is the tax office will say, you're guilty, now you can object, but you still have to pay up the money and you're on the back foot. So what he's saying is have a level playing field for everybody.
Yes.
So what is Kelly O'Dwyer, the responsible minister or irresponsible minister?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kelly O'Dwyer opens her newspaper and discovers there's something going on at the tax office, like she wasn't aware of it. You know, she's across her brief. What has she done? You know, she's...
So she's announced an investigation. So I'll just skip back for a second to tell you the ATO's response was they put out a statement. So Chris Jordan is overseas, so they put out a statement from tax executives, basically using the old PR 101. Most of these cases happened 5 years ago, pre-Chris Jordan, in other words.
Yeah, it's like child abuse, it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It happened a long time ago.
Yeah. They're isolated cases, nothing to see here. We don't need any more oversight. Sensational journalism. Let's move on. Kelly O'Dwyer came out and said, let's have an investigation, which I thought was great. But then we find out it's Treasury that is doing it, which is not ideal because it will lack transparency. Tax office and Treasury seem to be quite close. So where does it all end?
Yeah,
I thought it was the Small Business Ombudsman doing an investigation into this matter.
No, they are allowed to have input, but no, it's purely Treasury.
So the challenge here, Adele, is you know, the tax office, you know, they will deny there's 5%, but you know, people in the industry, and I've spoken to some, and they say 5% is conservative in terms of the errors the tax office make. I reckon the tax office, I don't know if you've, it's a little bit of a divergence, but I don't know whether you've seen one of these ads for the NBN where they talk about what a wonderful job they're doing and that they get it right 9 times out of 10.
That's what they say in the ad.
So 10% of the time they get it wrong. Geez. So the tax office should say, you know, we're not actually a pack of bastards. We only get it wrong once in 20.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, which is incredible because when you think about it, given the, you know, 1 in 20 is a lot given how many people are going through and also the powers of the tax office, when it makes a mistake, it's not just a little mistake. It can be absolutely catastrophic and that's the problem here, catastrophic for people when the tax office comes after them and they can't fight back.
Well, look, I think, I mean, if I was you, Adele, I'd be careful. You and the publisher and the editor are probably going to get audited now. Of course, tax office wouldn't do anything like that. But
of course not.
So what sort of... do you think it needs to be a parliamentary inquiry? I mean, Treasury investigating the tax office, who are actually their client, they collect the money that they then disperse. So, you know, there isn't really any degree of separation there. What sort of inquiry do you think it needs?
At the very least, it needs to be a parliamentary inquiry so that people can come forward. You know, victims can tell their stories and you can get a cross-section of people putting in submissions that we can read and we can see either if we go to the hearings or via the internet.
Yep.
And then we see the report and then we see what the government says about it. Otherwise, it just lacks transparency.
Oh, it just
and
goes.
There's too much of, you know, there's too much of that at the moment lacking transparency.
Well, Adele, you know, I want to thank you for this, for you and Fairfax backing you and Four Corners doing this investigation, because otherwise it would not have seen the light of day, and I'm sure there's a lot more to come here. As in all these things, as you discovered with 7-Eleven and other stories, you know, people come out of the woodwork with stories. I'm sure your email boxes is filling up on stories.
You know, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It is overwhelming, the amount of people that have been emailing. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Once again, thank you for your work.
Great journalism.
Great journalism. It's what real journalism is about.
Thank you.
And, you know, you've been well awarded for your work, but, you know, it means a lot. It's very valuable because these issues would not see the light of day were it not for journalists such as yourself. So thank you.
Thank you. That's really kind of you to say.
And get ready for your tax audit, Dara.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks again, Adele Ferguson.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.